Ah, the on-off switch. Why didn't you tell me when I came in? Hi, everybody. A good Friday to you. Astonishing. It's Friday. I just recorded a segment for Waters World on Fox News weekend with Jesse Waters. Interesting what topic they asked me to speak on. One would not have anticipated this. I mean, obviously I did, but most people would not. So basically the question was, Dennis, so how do you explain what's going on here with the Oregon Education Department telling teachers that to say that there is one right answer in math is white supremacy? So I told them my chaos theory. And it started with music. I mean, I don't know if it started with music. That's where I know it. I know the beginnings. There's no tone. There's no tonality. In other words, happy birthday is sung in a key. Any key you want. C major, F major, B flat major. It's a major key. It's happy birthday. But it's a key. So that's called tonality. When you break that and you have basically random notes, you have atonality. It began in the beginning of the 20th century. Guess where? You'll be shocked to learn in Germany. And largely with Arnold Schoenberg. The notion is you can't be constricted by rules. And now that has been extended to math. You can't be bound by multiplication tables. Why is 6 times 6 36? So we've gone from moral relativism to scientific relativism and arithmetic relativism. White supremacy. My producer will find this of interest. I asked a question on Jesse Waters' show that I had never fully posed before. If the idea that one correct answer is racist, is to be taken seriously, why do no African schools teach it that way? Do you think there's one school in Nigeria that says one and one is not two? That's a form of white supremacy? The ability of the left to destroy and to get away with it, because the press is simply one outlet of the left, is quite astonishing. Why any parent who loves their child would send their child to an Oregon school is a puzzle to me, to be honest. It's a puzzle. I mean, what more proof do you need that the left is a completely destructive force? You know, there's part of me that is actually happy about the math, the assault on math and arithmetic in Oregon. It makes it easier to make the case to people. See, when you had to say that men give birth, that was not enough for most people to say we have entered the realm of the lie, the realm of chaos. That was not enough. People generally laughed it off, like they did when I said that on the Bill Maher program. It's not a laughing matter. The desire to destroy civilization is deep. Yesterday I spoke to, I don't know, about 75 New York University students via Zoom. And I left, of course, at least a half hour for their questions. So this is quite remarkable. New York University does not allow a group that has a speaker like this group of NYU Republicans to have a closed Zoom session. So, of course, disruptors can sign up just like serious students. So there were a number of disruptors yesterday. What they do is they take over, they unmute, put on their video, and then they put up something absurd. And it was perfect because it happened on about three occasions. So, of course, the moderator shuts them out finally, but then another one comes in. And one of them happened just as I was talking about the power of boredom. So I actually thought I couldn't have arranged this better. These children, they may have adult bodies. They were college age because in some cases they were visible. They are bored. So disrupting a national conservative speaker is fun, is meaningful. Get it? Now, when I think about myself in college, had we had Zoom, it is inconceivable to me that I would have interrupted a left-wing speaker. And I won't even tell you what they put up because it's somewhat obscene. Oh, my God. No, conservative students do not do it now. That is exactly right. There was one student there who attacked me, which is fine. I'm happy he was there. So when I responded, basically his response was, okay, I'm leaving. In other words, he came to make a monologue, to deliver a monologue. He did not come to have a dialogue. They fear dialogues for very good reason. But obviously, the vast majority were there to hear me and to interact with me. And that was a healthy thing. The eight white identities. See that one? You can see this? The eight white identities. New York principal, Daily Mail, sends parents pamphlet asking them to rate their whiteness and urging them to be white traitors who dismantle institutions. So I have this. This is the eight white identities. White supremacist is one. Two, white voyeurism. Three, white privilege. Four, white benefit. Five, white confessional. Six, white critical. Seven, white traitor. Eight, white abolitionist. Wow. You realize, aside from it's idiotic, it's racist. The greatest white is a white abolitionist, changing institutions, dismantling whiteness, and not allowing whiteness to reassert itself. What is whiteness? Do you know what whiteness is? Wow. The eight white identities. Oh, it's a big chart, and it's sent out. You have to understand. New York City principal sent parents documents asking them to reflect where they land on a scale of whiteness. Mark Fetterman, the principal of Eastside Community High School. Now tell me, why would you send your child to the Eastside Community High School? I don't know. Maybe there are a lot of people who don't have as a priority their child's success in life. I don't know what to answer. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity. It's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch to ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously. So multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Prager. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Prager, expressvpn.com/Prager. And a good day to you, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. I want to remind you of a product that I asked to advertise on my show. It's very rare that I do that. So a lot of you are calling in on the math issue. I may not take all because I can't take every, but I want people to call in, obviously. The question to me is not why are they doing this. The left breeds chaos. These are people with profound boredom in their souls. Math as it is, music as it is, art as it is, literature as it is, history as it is boring, boring. We're going to innovate, right? Hope and change. Why is the left addicted to change? 99% of their changes stink. They're harmful to human beings. So why do they? Because it gives them excitement. These are people who are almost always devoid of religion, or it's of minimal significance in their lives, and they fill that terrible hole with adrenaline. Do you know, I consider, I must say, I do indeed. So I consider the notion that I must repeat every day, the globe is getting warm to the extent of constituting an existential challenge to life. Not challenge, end, right? It's an existential means end of existence. Texas, people are dying of frost, correct? Staggering cold records are being set in much of the South in the United States of America, but we still have to live by the destructive mantra of the existential threat of warming. So as you are freezing, perhaps to death, know that the great threat to Earth is warming. That's right. And men give birth, and 2 and 2 is not 4. And this is what the best educated believe. Do you understand that? Do you appreciate this? The best educated are disproportionately among the herd of non-thinkers, of robots. Robots. Systemic racism after 2 terms of a black president. Men give birth. 2 and 2 is not 4. Every time we break a record for frost, it is another proof of global warming. Not bad, eh? What you're supposed to say. And you call schools places of education. They warp the mind. Schools in general warp the mind. You must say the opposite of reality. It transcends Aldous Huxley in Brave New World. It transcends George Orwell in 1984. But they did foresee it coming. Anyway, it already came. That was totalitarianism. Peace is war, and war is peace, right? What did Winston finally have to say? We've caught up with 1984 in 2021. Winston in 1984 finally had to say, what was it, 2 and 2 equals 5? Oh, you're right. He had to believe it. No. Well, that's true for Oregon. No. It's not enough to say it. Oh, no. They want your mind. Like God wants you to love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. The left wants you to believe 2 and 2 is 5 with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. I'd love to interview people in Texas with their record lows. Do you still think that warming is an existential threat to Earth? I would love to know their response. It doesn't even matter what you see in this left totalitarian world. What you actually experience and see is of no significance. It is what they tell you to believe that is of significance. How many Americans have died because of 2 and 2 doesn't equal 5? The dismissal of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and zinc. How many have died? A doctor called me, texted me. I think I mentioned it on the air, I'm not sure. Texted me a few days ago. I had not spoken to her in about 10 years. She's a wonderful human being. And she said she is using ivermectin with COVID patients. And I think every single, not one died. These are not young people. Not one died, and only one was hospitalized in her, the whole time she's been treating COVID patients thanks to ivermectin. So I called her up. She told me this is something new in America. The pharmacist said, what are you prescribing it for? Who the hell is the pharmacist to challenge a doctor? What's mind-blowing? I think a doctor should say, it is none of your business. This is patient, doctor confidentiality. And if you pursue this line of questioning, I'm going to report you to the pharmacological board. Whatever the hell exists to supervise pharmacists. Who the hell are you to challenge me? You don't know the patient and you don't have an MD. Have a great day. See, all of a sudden, this is so interesting. Oh, trust the experts. Now the expert is the pharmacist. Interesting, I asked her, would you like to come on the show? She said she'll think about it. You don't know the fear doctors are under because of the left has taken over medicine. So the medical board in California might just simply take away her license. Because you can't save lives the way you think you should. Because the left is in control.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Just that'll only teach what isn't taught. Watch Prageru videos. Now you see what is taught. Do you understand what you have to say? It's another list I need to make. Things that you have to say that are contrary to everything that you observe. Men do not give birth. 2 and 2 is not 5. And, what was the third one? Before global warming. There was a third... Men give birth. 2 and 2 is not 4. No, I know the
systemically racist.
No, systemically racist would be a fifth one. It's correct. My God, it drives me crazy. I really need to memorize it because it makes it clear what education has come to. All right, we'll figure that out. So here is the one from New York. The white identities, get it? That's where this began. The principal of the East Side Community High School, Manhattan, sent parents documents asking them to reflect whether they land on a scale of whiteness. Whiteness. Sick. It's sick. Mark Fetterman, the principal of Eastside Community High School, a man who could truly say he has ruined the education of his students. Could truly say that. He has perverted the word education. First shared the material with staff before he reportedly sent a survey to parents at the public school. Oh, my God, it's a public school. My view is, I'm sorry, but if you send your child there, then I cannot cry with you when your child comes home not only an ignoramus, but an obnoxious one as well, who will just have contempt for you and your whiteness. Whiteness, wow. The 8 white identities graphic includes a colored meter ranging from red to green, indicating that those who identify in tiers, including white supremacists, are bad, and those who identify as white abolitionists are good. By the way, it's not abolition of even racism only. It's abolition of whiteness, which I guess means teaching that there's one right answer in math. A white married father, 48, who has a daughter, 12, and son, 8, enrolled in 2 different public schools in Manhattan's District 2, wrote in the New York Post an op-ed in which he said he fears his children are being brainwashed by their liberal school's anti-racism teachings. The dad describes his concerns when he learned his then 5-year-old son was being taught about transgender teenage YouTube star Jazz Jennings. 5 years old. He complained. Why did his son say another day in that school? He said it was inappropriate. He added that he was told off by a teacher for giving pink toys to girls. You hear this? A teacher berated this man for giving pink toys to girls. And blue toys to boys. And claimed his son was encouraged to take part in a gay rights walk in the classroom. 5-year-olds on a gay... How do you explain a gay to a 5-year-old? I guess some... What would you say? Most men love women, but gay men love men. But of course, heterosexual men love men too. So without any reference to sexuality or sexual behavior, seemed to me to be a somewhat of a challenge. We shall return. My friends, I'm Dennis Prager. Returning to this article of Daily Mail about whiteness and now at schools, but now the father at 2 different public schools, 2 different kids in 2 different public schools. His 5-year-old son was being taught about transgender teenage YouTube star Jazz Jennings, and then he was told off by a teacher for giving pink toys to girls and blue toys to boys. claimed his son was encouraged to take part in a gay rights walk in the classroom. He added that even in math class, his children couldn't avoid the teacher's agendas. With his daughter's teacher telling her the only reason white people voted for Trump was that they wanted to hold on to their white privilege. Now, the daughter is 12. Why is a math teacher saying this to kids? Because the math teacher knows the only place she could get away with her propaganda is with 12-year-olds. There's no adult to challenge her, so she has a captive audience of children. Isn't that great? That's why they don't want parents to look in on Zoom sessions. It's the best thing you can do is check the Zoom session of your child's school. Any teacher who does not want you to watch it or record it, forgetting the other kids, just record the teacher, has a very good reason. They are afraid what will happen when adults see the distortions of education that take place these days. The dad added in this article in the New York Post, he believes the teachers think they are doing good by teaching an anti-racist curriculum, but actually, quote, they're creating resentment between the races by telling black people that white people are inherently bad and hate them. That's correct. This madness is infecting all schools. There's nowhere to run. To be frank, it's frightening, he wrote. That's right. No, there are places to run. What was the charter school that we were aware of the other day? There was a charter school.
Oh, the good one?
Yeah, the good charter school. Right, the people who came into the studio, yes. But they have a big waiting list of hundreds. 400 who want to get into the school. Likewise, Jewish and Christian schools. Some, not all. You're not even guaranteed. Look, there's a very simple test. Very simple. Do you teach the 1619 Project of the New York Times? By the way, talking about that, I have a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. I'm sure you'll find it of interest, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. There's a point there that I should expand. The constant accusation of Rush Limbaugh and anybody on the right of being divisive. That's the big one, right? Divisive. So I get it. So all the things the left does, the 1619 Project is not divisive. All whites are racist is not divisive. The Supreme Court ruling that you can't have prayer in the classroom was not divisive. Roe v. Wade was not divisive. The lack of self-awareness on the left is breathtaking. Indeed. All right. David in Castaic, California. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I believe in a very quick and easy way to dispel the notion that 2 + 2 is not 4 would be to set up a scenario where a teacher might go to a store and buy 2 items for $2 each. And then have the cashier say, okay, you owe me $5.
Yes, I think that would be great. Or when they get their salary check, I think they should be paid according to the new math. What do you mean we owe you $5,000 for the month? What are you talking about? You get paid and then make up some number. And, you know, and say, you know what, I'm sorry, but it all equals $3,000. See if they apply it to their paycheck. That's exactly correct. Doctor calling in Los Angeles. Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Hi.
Dennis, can you hear me?
I do.
Hi, my name is Moses Fallis. We met about a year and a half ago, actually, at one of the book signings for the Rational Bible Genesis.
Nice.
And I will tell you that a day that goes by without me absorbing some of your wisdom is an incomplete day.
You have
given me so much since I started listening to you.
Good.
I'm calling because I've been a surgeon in one of the main hospitals here in Los Angeles for over 30 years. And I have prescribed chloroquine, not to a large series, about 25 friends, patients that developed COVID-like symptoms immediately. And I prescribed them chloroquine and vitamin D and zinc. All of them got better within 48 to 72 hours. Not one required hospitalization. I tried calling CVS Pharmacy to prescribe chloroquine. And the pharmacist asked me, "Doctor, what is this for? Is this for COVID?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I'm sorry, I cannot fill your prescription." Dennis, I looked at the phone as if I'm in a surreal world.
Has this ever happened to you in your 40 years?
Never.
Right. What do you think, folks? Thank the left. Hello, now we are here. You know, every time I have said that the Democrats are for open borders, I get letters from leftists that, what are you talking about? Name one who's for open borders. The ability of people on the left to lie to themselves is quite remarkable. Democratic lawmakers, New York Times, introduced Biden's immigration overhaul in House. The overhaul begins with allowing 11,000 people to become citizens. Excuse me, 11 million, yes. 11,000, I wouldn't report it to you. That's exactly right. Democrats go bold on immigration, Los Angeles Times. Go bold. Well, I guess it is bold to open the borders, let anybody come in who wants. You can seek asylum, you get a court date. Is that a joke? You come to the border and you get a court date.
What kind of message
does it send to people? The message is, America welcomes you. You realize that with these numbers, what it does to American employment rates, you realize that. It puts the marginal worker out of work. It's as simple as that. Well, a lot of times that affects minorities. So this is actually profoundly anti-minority, but that doesn't matter. The more people moving into the U.S., the more Democrats get votes, and the less the United States is a society united on the same values. You know, people don't just bring in their ethnicity, they bring in their values. New Yorkers are the same ethnicity as Floridians, generally speaking, but they bring in different values. New Yorkers due to Florida, Californians due to Arizona and Washington, and did it. What many Latin Americans due to the United States, change the value system. To the left, simple as that. President Biden made official on Thursday his aggressive opening salvo in a decades-long effort to reform a broken U.S. immigration system. See, this is what they call it. It's broken, and he will fix it by allowing millions of people to come in. That's a fix.